is tearing it apart. We found some stuff with some other issues. That being said, we still have some more stuff to put back together and operate it, have them run it to see, and that may open up some more repairs as well, but we're just waiting to see.
Are we fixing that in-house?
No, that's sent off Monroe Tractor. That was a bid item because of the amount of money. And
Okay.
Monroe Tractor is the carrier vendor of that particular model and piece. So they were
Okay.
successful in that bidding process.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I want to answer a question by approving this rollover of funds. Now, will that allow you to get contractors lined up earlier so we'll have them all set to go?
Yeah, we have some time, Fred. But yes, to your question. What happened was when we were planning and rolling this stuff or doing what we were doing, that flood hit. And I don't want to use it as an excuse, but the flood hit. And then the fact of like the grinder stuff, it's all specialized equipment. It's still the other piece with that one was they sent us a grinder. Like even if we rent it, which you folks gave us permission to do so, we still have to provide like 15 to 20 guys in our trucks and our stuff. So again, that was right during the flood piece. And we couldn't have it both ways. So there was stuff we prioritized to get done. Obviously, to get roads and stuff opened up with our assets we have with trucks. So we're still a part of that operation, even if we were to bid out the grinding. But yes, we should have plenty of time to answer your question, to get this stuff around, plan for it. It's going to be a busy season, there's no doubt. And hopefully there's no, you know, we don't run into another issue like this again with the flood timing wise, so we can get this stuff in order and get it scheduled correctly.
Yeah, I probably should have said that too. The difference this year is the amount, just because of the flood. Yeah. Normally, the rollover amounts are
not
small.
As high.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make motion.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Any further questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
Okay. Next item, landfill. We're requesting authorization to purchase one walking floor trailer from National Cooperative in the amount of $131,562.73. Purchasing confirmed that the HGAC contract for this co-op is valid. And we priced this out in 2024, just doing it now with budget, but no price change in that either.
So this is budgeted?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Robin wanted to let you know the internet is up and working. Okay.
Next item, bids. Just a couple here. So first one's bottled water, the big jugs of water that we have out some of the outposts and shops. This is just an extension and there is no increase in cost, to be clear on that.
I have a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Carries.
Okay, next item, land surveying services for Steuben County gravel pits. It's an extension as well. No cost increase, so that's good. And this is with McConnell and Mueller.
Motion.
Good.
Second.
Motion and second. Any questions? Not all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carries.
That's all I have.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to do the updates, Eric?
Oh, yes. Fred requested a brief update. So first one you request then was ARPA with the shops, ARPA fund. The shops are buttoned up substantially. I believe Chris Jack's office just signed a bond for one of our primes to finalize that. The guys are all moved in. We had some warranty stuff that we've done on the new shops, and we still haven't done tours on the shops, but we'll work towards them when the weather gets a little bit better. But that's the update on the ARPA piece, the funding for the shops. And then Fred also asked about the flooding, where we're at with FEMA. So for the 2024 flood, they're meeting with FEMA every couple of weeks. We just submitted for our first project for actually roughly 50,000 for the night of the storm, actually, for cones and safety. So that's in the process. That's moving forward. Still no change on Harder Road from the 2021 flood, Harder the Wall. That meeting's every 2 weeks, and it's asked, we ask them every 2 weeks religiously, and to no response in the sense that no update yet for us, but it's still in motion.
Yeah, the school's going through the same process, unfortunately. Anyone have any questions for Eric on these? Okay. If not, thank you.
Thank you.
Any new business? If not, we need to come up with our priorities for the priorities for the our committee and the and Department of Public Works. I've had a couple suggested. One was, what do we need to do to keep quality employees? And the second was a little better communication with the committee members, like when that truck accident happened up at the landfill. We didn't know about that for a little while, and it'd be nice to know about that as soon as sooner if we could. Does anyone else have any thoughts for priorities?
I guess just get the flood damage, the FEMA projects done as soon as we can, but a lot of the holdup is with FEMA.
It's so, on their end, yeah.
So, you know, just keep them at a priority to get those done.
Right. I would agree. That's one of the ones I had. So we'll keep those three, keep our quality employees. We have had quite a bit of turnover, I believe, and improve communications, and then prioritize getting the FEMA projects completed. Anything else? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Feel better.